Saturday morning, the Experts program continues. Nan Lesnick, our retirement expert, is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
So let's take a look at the topic that we had started on Thursday, and that is one that was brought up to you by a Power Talk listener that called the office or sent an email. Medicare enrollment issues in the age of coronavirus, what clients can do. And there are a number of scenarios. There are four scenarios that people that are at retirement age or near retirement age, getting into it, could find themselves. And so this is good information, particularly for anybody, you know, who's 65 or over, or if you're going to be, 65, and these are things you got to start thinking about. Nan, let's start with scenario number one. You're retired, you turn 65, you enroll in parts A and B during the initial enrollment period. What happens?
Well, you might have made application during this period of the coronavirus, and you did not hear back from Medicare, but the issue that you have that is problematic is in order to buy the supplement that you need, the Medicare supplement, you need to have proof that you have Medicare coverage. Well, you're not getting that proof because they're not staffing their offices at this point in time, and the phone waits are horrendous, and so you're kind of stuck. You don't know what to do. But so we've laid out here in this scenario a couple of things. If you are receiving Social Security at the time you turn 65, you will automatically be enrolled in Medicare Parts A and Part B. Now, that can be a special circumstance. Let's say I am retired and I'm receiving my Social Security, but my husband is still working and he has group insurance and I'm covered under that group insurance. I do not need to have Medicare Part B because I'm covered under my husband's plan. So in that particular scenario, I have to be able to say, I don't want Medicare. Now, with this chaos that's going on, I'm not able to reach Medicare to say, do not deduct for Part B. What they're saying here is this is going to get squared away. As long as you've done what you need to do by June 17th, you're going to be okay, and you will be able to get your Medigap policy. Now, this is interesting because Social Security is kind of forcing on the insurance companies that write the supplements to accept their problems. I don't see that that's going to be a big problem because the insurance companies are accustomed to making exceptions for Medicare enrollment when someone has group coverage. So that should be okay. Mm-hmm. However, just to be aware, there could be a problem. Now, here's one of the ones that is a problem that I can see people having anxiety about. You turn 65, you're still working, you have to enroll in Medicare Part A, but you want to decline Part B during the initial enrollment period. So that's the 3 months before and the 3 months after you are eligible. And some people have not been able to decline that. They're not sure that it went through on the website, and I don't blame them. There are a lot of things I do online, and I want to see proof that it actually worked, and they're not getting that proof. So people want to have that assurance. Now, we get into something pretty complicated here, and that's called an HSA. And I actually have a client who's in this situation. He's not yet 65. His wife is. So she automatically is enrolled in Part A during the initial enrollment period. Well, clients who continue to work after 65 or who have spouses who are still working may want to enroll in Part A and decline Part B. But if you have enrolled in Part A, you can no longer participate in a health savings account. So if the client's enrolling in Part A, they need to make sure their employer plan doesn't involve an HSA or health savings account. If it does, let me make it simple and say it's kind of a mess and you're going to need to get help with it.
And I guess the reason why someone would decline the Part B if they were still working was that they would be staying on their benefits that they have from their employer. And some
That's
of those,
correct.
They might get better coverage that way. So kind
but,
of...
But well, okay. So let me answer that right there. That's seldom the case. Because Medicare Part B with a supplement is almost always a better way to go, especially for the dependent. Maybe not for the employee, but for the dependent spouse, it's almost always, that's a definite term, isn't it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's almost always best choice to go to traditional Medicare and purchase a supplement. Because
and that really,
the out-of-pocket, go ahead.
Correct. And I was going to say that the people that would fit into the category I described, you might be like somebody who's in a public sector job with a gold-plated medical plan where they pay for everything, including your spouse.
Uh-huh.
And that might be a situation where you would decline that, whereas most of us would look at it and the math would work better for us to take what is being offered through the Medicare plan.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. It's something you need to look at carefully, because here's the most important thing I want to get across in this segment, and that is the decisions that you make in Medicare are permanent decisions. It is very difficult to undo what you've already done. One of the things that is a scenario that's listed here is you're over 65, you leave employment, you enroll in Part A and B during your special enrollment period that happened because you had retired. But then you go back to work and you have group coverage provided. You want to go back into group insurance. So what you're trying to do then is to disenroll. There is a huge opportunity to find yourself without coverage in disenrollment. And this is something I talked through with someone late last year and saying the risk of losing coverage is not worth the $400 that you essentially lost by paying for Medicare and being covered under the group insurance and paying the copay. It's just simply not a good idea because, again, there's all kinds of time frames to deal with, and it's pretty darn difficult to follow those time frames. And what you can end up with is having to prove to Medicare that you had coverage. Well, you may, when you went back to work, have had a waiting period, and you weren't aware of that. And there are a lot of people over the age of 65 that are going back to work for their prior employers because they now can work from home. So if it sounds like I'm confusing the issue, it's because the issue is very confusing.
Yes.
It is very difficult. So you really need to know what the costs are going to be, what the dates are going to be. And we're making that a big part of planning for retirement. Say the second thing we want to know is what about health insurance? After we find out what is your need for income and employment, the next category that we hit is health insurance. And we have a lot of questions about that because not having health insurance when you're retired can wipe you out.
All right, Nan, I've got to wrap it up here, but I appreciate your joining us today on the program. Nan Lesnick's been our guest. Reach her at her office in Monterey at 656-0236, online lesnickcompany.com. Her email is nan@lesnickcompany.com. Thanks, Nan.
Thank you, Mark.